Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wine Simple, a totally approachable guide from a world-class sommelier by Aldo Somme, written with journalist Christine Mulke, is an illustrated wine guide designed to make wine feel less intimidating and more usable in everyday life. Somme is known for his work as a leading sommelier. Yet the book's central aim is to replace jargon and anxiety with clear frameworks, visual explanations, and confidence-building advice. Rather than treating wine as a luxury code to crack, it presents wine as something you can learn through tasting, comparison, and curiosity. The book moves from essential foundations like major grapes, core regions, and basic winemaking ideas into practical skills such as tasting method, buying strategies, serving and storage, and how to handle common issues like flawed bottles. Throughout, the tone stays conversational and encouraging, supported by infographics, maps, and quick reference guidance meant for real decisions at shops, restaurants, and home tables. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, demystifying wine through a visual, confidence-first approach. A defining feature of Wine Simple is its insistence that wine knowledge is learnable, not innate, and that enjoyment should not depend on mastering elitist language. Somme frames wine as a set of approachable choices and sensations, then supports that message with a visual, user-friendly design that relies on infographics, illustrations, and maps. This format is not decoration, it is a teaching strategy. It helps beginners absorb core ideas quickly, compare styles at a glance, and remember what matters when standing in front of a wall of bottles. The book's voice reinforces the visuals by avoiding the posturing that often surrounds wine and by encouraging readers to form their own opinions. Instead of prescribing a single correct palette, Somme emphasizes curiosity and experimentation. The result is a guide that is structured for real life. It anticipates common points of confusion, normalizes uncertainty, and replaces fear of being wrong with a practical toolkit for choosing, tasting, and talking about wine with ease. Secondly, tasting fundamentals and building a personal flavor library, Wine Simple treats tasting as a skill that improves through repetition and attention rather than special talent. Somme outlines how to taste in a deliberate way so readers can identify structure and style, not just whether they like a wine. The book encourages building a flavor library, meaning a mental catalog of aromas and tastes drawn from everyday foods and experiences. This concept helps bridge the gap between abstract tasting notes and sensations you can actually recognize. By connecting wine descriptors to familiar references, readers learn to articulate what they perceive and to compare wines more accurately over time. The book also introduces the idea of evolving your palate, stressing that preferences can change as you taste more widely and learn to notice details like intensity, texture, and balance. This approach supports a practical goal making better decisions, whether you are trying a new grape, ordering at a restaurant, or revisiting a style you once disliked. The emphasis remains on observation, confidence, and steady improvement rather than memorization. Thirdly, grapes, regions, and the big picture of how wine is made. To help readers navigate the enormous variety of wine, the book starts with foundational knowledge of major grape varieties and the regions most associated with them. The intent is not to be encyclopedic, but to provide an orienting map so beginners can connect names on labels to predictable flavor patterns and stylistic expectations. Alongside grapes and geography, Somme explains key elements of winemaking in a way that supports practical understanding. Instead of overwhelming technical detail, the focus is on what influences, what ends up in the glass, and why two wines made from the same grape can taste very different. Wine Simple also touches on contemporary topics such as natural wine with a nuanced, non-dogmatic stance, aiming to give readers language and context to evaluate these wines on their own terms. Overall, the book uses grapes, regions, and production basics as a framework for exploration. Once you understand a few anchors, you can branch out confidently and make sense of unfamiliar bottles. Fourthly, buying, ordering, and serving decisions that matter in the real world. One of the book's most practical contributions is its focus on everyday wine decisions, including how to choose bottles with less stress. Somme addresses buying and ordering as situations where people often feel judged or afraid of making an expensive mistake, especially in restaurants. He offers down-to-earth guidance on navigating lists, communicating preferences, and making choices that fit the occasion. The book also discusses when it makes sense to save and when to splurge, emphasizing that higher price does not automatically equal better enjoyment, and that context matters. On the home side, Wine Simple covers service basics that can noticeably improve the experience, including glassware and serving temperatures. And it includes advice on storage and how long to wait to drink certain bottles in general terms. It also provides hands-on guidance for hosting, including how to set up a tasting at home, so people can learn by comparing wines side by side. the overall message is empowerment through repeatable habits rather than chasing prestige. Lastly, pairing wine and food by balancing weight and intensity, Wine Simple presents food pairing as a manageable problem when you focus on a few core principles. A key framework in the book is balancing weight and intensity. Lighter wines tend to work best with lighter dishes, while fuller-bodied, more intense wines can support richer foods. This approach gives beginners a reliable starting point without requiring deep culinary or technical knowledge. Soam also discusses the idea of matching and contrasting flavors, allowing pairings to succeed either by echoing similar notes or by providing a pleasing counterpoint. Importantly, the pairing guidance fits the book's overall philosophy. It is meant to reduce fear and increase experimentation. Pairing becomes less about memorizing rigid rules and more about noticing how acidity, texture, and intensity interact with salt, fat, spice, and cooking methods. The book aims to make readers comfortable making a choice, tasting the result, and adjusting next time. By anchoring pairing in a small set of understandable cues, Wine Simple helps readers create better meals, order more confidently, and learn quickly from experience. In conclusion, Wine Simple is best suited to motivated beginners, casual wine drinkers who feel overwhelmed by labels and restaurant lists, and anyone who wants a modern refresher that prioritizes usable knowledge over status. Readers who already enjoy wine but struggle to describe what they like will also benefit from Soam's tasting guidance and the idea of building a flavor library, which turns vague preferences into clearer patterns. Practically, the book delivers value in the situations where wine confusion is most common: selecting bottles in a store, ordering with confidence, serving wine properly at home, and hosting a tasting that helps friends learn together. It also provides context for grapes, regions, and winemaking without demanding that readers memorize dense detail. Compared with many classic wine primers that lean heavily on exhaustive geography or technical terminology, Wine Simple stands out for its visual teaching style, conversational tone, and emphasis on confidence and decision-making. The message is consistent: wine is something you can understand through structured curiosity and repetition. That positioning, paired with clear infographics and pragmatic tips, makes it a strong entry point for readers who want to enjoy wine more fully without feeling talked down to or left behind. If you would like to support Aldo Soam, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.